कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे राधे। जय श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्रीमद् भगवत गीता की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। So today we are discussing chapter 8 of Srimad Bhagavad Gita entitled Attaining the Supreme. So in the previous chapter, Krishna explained different types of devotees. In that he explained also three types of karma mishra bhaktas. What are they? Artha jidnyasu and artharthi. And then he mentions that there is another type ऑफ कर्म मिश्र मिश्र भक्त हु इज दैट एंड ही इज हाँ मोक्षकामी ही इज ऑल्सो सकाम हिज इट इज मैंशन सकाम भक्त मोक्षकामी इज ऑल्सो सकाम सो दैट इज जरा अमरण मोक्षाय माम आश्रित्य यतंति ते दैट वर्स एंड आफ्टर दैट कृष्ण इंट्रोड्यूसेस फ्यू टर्म्स saying that one who understands so these sakam bhaktas mokshakamis who are working for being liberated from jara marana moksha liberated from death and liberated from this jara means old age. So nobody wants old age, nobody wants death. So these people want to worship Krishna to be free from them. So these people, or let's say Sakam Bhaktas, they understand Brahma, Adhyatma and Karma. So these terms are many times used in the Vedic jargon. Brahma, Adhyatma, Karma. Then at the time of death also, they will understand Krishna to be Sadhi Bhuta, Sadhi Daiva and Sadhi Yajna. So what is Sadhi Bhuta, Sadhi Daiva and Sadhi Yajna? That is also, these are also three new terms. So therefore, chapter 8 starts with, what are these terms that you just mentioned? Sometimes we assume that the audience knows the terminology that I am using. So Krishna here assumes that Arjuna knows this, but then Arjuna clarifies that what was that? Just wait. What was that karma, Brahma and Adhyatma? And what is this Adi Daiva, Adi Yajna and Adi Bhuta? So now chapter 8 starts with this question. Kim tad Brahma kim Adhyatmam? किम कर्म पुरुषोत्तम अधिभूतम च किम प्रोक्तम अधिदैवम किम उच्यते सो ओ माय लॉर्ड सुप्रीम पर्सन व्हाट इज ब्रह्मन व्हाट इज सेल्फ व्हाट इज फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज व्हाट इज दिस मटेरियल मैनिफेस्टेशन व्हाट आर द डेमिगॉड्स प्लीज एक्सप्लेन दिस टू मी सो ऑल ऑफ दिस एंड देन व्हाट इज अधि यज्ञ And how will I remember you at the time of death? These are all the questions. So now Krishna starts answering them. He defines what is Brahma? Aksharam Paramam. That which does not change. That is Brahman. So the aim of all Vedas to take one from something that always changes to something that doesn't change. That means Jagat is always transient. Things will keep changing and even if we want to make things steady and long lasting, but everything comes with an expiry date on that. Some objects have the expiry date written on them, some don't, but all of them have expiry date. Best before 24 months. Something like that. So similarly, the human body, best before 70 years or something like that. So after that, it's all bonus. Bonus life. So therefore, Vedas tell us that do not try to make something impermanent to be permanent. It will always lead to failure. Who is the example who tried to make impermanent things permanent but failed miserably? Hiranyakashipu, yeah. Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, they tried to make their mortal body to be immortal. They asked benedictions to Brahmaji, but that's not possible. Even if somebody is controlling demigods, he cannot make impermanent things to be permanent. Therefore, all the Vedas, they tell us that okay, use this impermanent to get permanent. That's what Krishna exactly says. those who are, who is intelligent person, he says. Intelligent person is one who is the best businessman. What does he do? How do you understand somebody who is a great business mind or not? How do you understand? Yes. Yes, exactly. In short, Prabhuji explained. Least expenditure, least investment, least capital, and maximum output. So, that is intelligent person. That is the best business. So, in the transcendental world, what is the best business? Krishna is saying this. Krishna is a Vaishya, right? Krishi Goraksha Vanijya. Supreme Lord is cowherd. He is Gopal. He is transcendental businessman. So what is he saying? He is teaching us business. What is that business? He says that use your impermanent things to attain me, who is permanent. So use this impermanent body, use this impermanent world, understand it to be energy of Krishna, use it in my service. Don't use the flower to decorate your own hair. Use the flower to offer it to my lotus feet. Now anyway, that flower is going to go, like it's going to dry up and deteriorated by the evening. Before it dries up, why don't you just offer it to me? You get permanent benefit out of it. So that is Aksharam Brahma. That is Krishna in ultimate sense. So use the impermanent to not get something more impermanent, but get something substantial. Vastu, vastava vastu, vedyam vastava matra vastu shivadam, tapatrayon mulanam. So there are two types of vastu. One is avastava vastu, one is called vastava vastu. Avastava vastu is this whole world, all the possessions that we have, once real estate or whatever, all of that is impermanent, avastava vastu, which is required. Of course, Krishna doesn't deny that. Okay, avastava, Krishna made it for utility, no doubt, but not for utilizing it for one's own extended sense gratification, but just to keep the machine running. That much, just to keep the car running. Okay, but then that car needs to be having a proper destination. I mean, it needs to be taken to a proper destination. Swaksharam Brahma Paramam Swabhava Adhyatma Uchyate. And Swabhav, that very nature of basically the Jiva, who by its own attachments creates his bhava, means also means bhava, means janma. I am giving Chakravartipa's commentary also here. So by one's own attachment, one who creates one owns births, right, he is called swabhava. So swabhava means adhyatma, that means the soul, the conditioned soul himself is swabhava. Then bhuta bhavod bhava karo visarga karma samajneta. What is karma? This the actions of living entities which creates this universe. So one may say, wait, we heard that Brahmaji creates the universe for under the guidance of Krishna. What is this karma creating the universe? So one person came to Srila Prabhupada and he asked Prabhupada, if Krishna is so kind, why did he create this miserable material world? Prabhupada looked at him angrily and he said, he did not create it, you created it. Now of course, this small, tiny living entity, he cannot create his own house. How can he create the material world? But the point is, for him, for his cause, the entire material world is created. It is something like, it is saying that prison is created by criminals. Right? Is it not right to say that prison is created by criminals? Of course, they did not create it in terms of, you know, accumulating bricks and laying them on the top of each other, each brick, and then constructing the prison house. But they built it, means by their criminal tendencies, they created a requirement for prison. and then government created it. But the responsibility goes to, if criminals did not perform crime, was there a need to create a prison? No. So in same sense, the karma of jivas creates the universe. Not by itself, but it gives a reason or cause to create the universe. Okay. Then, Krishna also explains that in text 4, the physical nature which is constantly changing is called Adhibhuta. The universal form of the Lord, which includes all demigods, like sun and moon, is called Adhidaiva. And I, Supreme Lord, represented as super soul in the heart of every embodied being, am called as Adhiyajna. So all, basically all three forms of Krishna only, in one sense, that this universal form is also material manifestation of Krishna's prowess. Therefore also Krishna. Shakti Shakti Mator Abhedaha. We say that potency is non-different from potent. So in case of Krishna, is very much non-different from his Antaranga Shakti, Chit Shakti or Antaranga Shakti. Okay? But at the same time, there is a greater non-difference there with Krishna and Radharani. Radha Krishna Eka Tanu Dui Deha Dhari Anyanya Vilase Rasa Aswadana Kari. So, non-difference between Krishna and Krishna's internal potency. But in same fashion, there is also non-difference between Krishna and Krishna's external energy. Not exactly the same way between Krishna and Krishna's internal energy, but to a certain extent. Therefore, Bahir Anga. One is Antaranga, one is Bahir Anga. One is outside Krishna's Anga, but Krishna's. And one is inside Krishna's Anga. Antaranga and Bahiranga. So, a businessman's own family could be his Antaranga thing. And his, all the industry, customers, they are all Bahiranga. His all infrastructure of his company and everything, that is Bahiranga. And the customers could be the Tatastha. And in Tatastha Shakti, in one sense also, Krishna's, there is non-difference between Krishna and Krishna's Tatastha Shakti, which is minute, but it is Krishna's. Krishna does identify himself as owner of these Tatastha souls. And therefore he is doing all this, staying in the heart of every living entity. What was the need? To reside in our heart, which are Natha Yoni Sahasreshu Yamyam Api Rajamyaham. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, whichever species I am destined to go after leaving this body. Prahlad Maharaj is spiritual body, but still he is saying like this out of humility, that may I never forget you, he is saying. So Prahlad Maharaj is praying that. And interestingly, from Krishna's side, whichever yoni one is going into, still Krishna is so compassionate to be with that soul. even if nobody is there with him, super soul is always there. He might not feel the presence of super soul, but he's there. So in that sense, Krishna is beseeching all the souls that if I am everything, I am behind everything, why not turn yourself, turn your attention to me? Why turn our attention to everything else but Krishna? So then he mentions that how is Krishna to be attained? Krishna himself gives the formula. Fifth verse. Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram yah prayati samadbhavam yati nastyatra samshayaha. And whoever, at the end of his life, quits his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this, there is no doubt. Krishna is saying. So, okay. Very interestingly, this topic and few more verses in this section, Krishna is emphasizing on remembering Krishna, remembering. The desire, particular desire of living in deity, decides his meditation. And his meditation decides his future. Okay? So like for example, we can take example of our own lives. So we were in school. We developed certain desire to be someone. Right? And that desire led to certain meditation. That meditation led to certain action. That certain action led to some result as, like, let's say we wanted to be doctor or engineer or whatever. So that desire led to meditation. Oh, I will be like this. Oh, I will be like this. Oh, I will be like this. We will see ourselves in that place. And we will orient all our actions centered at that desire. Our all meditation will be consumed by that desire. And then we will attain that state, status. So similarly, so Prabhupada mentions that by desire we came to this world, by desire we can go back. So simply by desire. So that desire, so Krishna is the Krishna consciousness means refining our desires or sublimating our desires. Purifying our desires. That desires will create a particular type of, motivate us to meditate on particular object. We are attracted to Krishna, then we will think about Krishna, we will think about Krishna's name, we will think about his pastimes, we will think about his paraphernalia. And how is it going to change our future? Somebody may ask. How is it, is there any analogy given, how is it going to change my future or how is it going to shape my future or shape my Dhyayato Mishan Punsa Sangha Seshu Pajayate. Okay, so that leads to Sangha. But what is the guarantee that we are going to attain let's say association of Krishna or a spiritual body suitable to associate with Krishna? So, but what's the guarantee? That's the question. That's the next, yeah. That's, but in Bhagavatam, do we find any example of this? A phenomenon, this phenomenon. Yes, yes. The wasp thinking about, now the insect thinking about the wasp. And keeps thinking about the wasp. And ends up being a wasp. And that's how we also got this. Actually, we don't remember our past desires. But by the presence of this body, we can understand that we had certain kind of desires. And we had performed certain kind of actions and certain kind of meditations, which led us to this body. Right? So similarly, extending that logic, the meditations that we have in the present will give us a future body, depending on whether our material meditation is there or spiritual meditation is there. So that is clarified by Krishna. And therefore stress is given on anusmaret, chintayan. If you notice the verbs here, Krishna mentions smaran, bhavita, anusmara, anuchintayan, anusmaret, ichchanto. This upcoming 6-7 verses, Krishna is mentioning a lot about meditating, thinking, meditating, right? So therefore, but it has to be with heart. It has to be with mind. Why devotees don't see the results in their lives, even after performing sadhana for many, many years, is because of the not involving the mind in the sadhana. So, स्मरण मनेर प्राण, नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर सेज स्मरण मनेर प्राण. He says that what is the life of our mind? Meditating on Krishna is the life of our mind. So what happens when that life is not there? It becomes dead. Dead means what? It becomes vulnerable to attack by bacteria and other things, like, you know, whatever, the microbes and microbodies. And so the dead things, shrugal, the dogs and the vultures will keep eating. So when the mind is devoid of Krishna's meditation, it becomes like dead, and it becomes vulnerable to attacks of dogs and jackals and vultures like kama, krodha, lobha and other things. So smarana manera prana, Narottam Das Thakur says. This we can remember, that all sadhana has to be performed with mind involved. That is called chintanam, that is called anusmara, that is called, what is this, bhavita. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate. Wherever we find that, tatra laulyam ekalam mulyam janma koti sukrutarna labhyate. So this devotional consciousness one cannot have even by performing millions of activities, millions of pious activities for millions of births. One may feed poor people for thousands of births. One may help one blind man cross the road for thousands of births. But yet, that will only lead to piety and materially better future. Right? But it will not, in any case, lead to one turning to God or turning to Krishna. That only happens by the grace of devotees. Simply by the compassion of devotees, that happens. The piety account is different than the devotional account. And only thing one can do is, one can spiritualize the potency to help others by giving them, let's say, one is doing philanthropy. So one can, instead of giving food to them which is affected by karma, give them prasad. That's what by Prabhupada, I mean, that's why there is food for life and so many other things. Because the food that is given, even out of compassion, if it is infested with karma, how long it will save the hungry person? Right? Yadne shishta sanasinto muchante sarvakalibeshi bhunjate te dvagam papa ye pachanti atma karanat. That means somebody who is eating or distributing food which is not offered to God is simply eating and distributing papa. Right? So, so in that sense. So that tendency can be spiritualized and needs to be spiritualized in certain way, in connection with Krishna. So, basically coming to this point, janma koti sukrutairna vidyate, labhyate. So, this devotional service is transcendent beyond even mundane compassion. It is transcendental compassion. Okay? So, so therefore, Prabhupada mentions that if one wants to achieve success at the end of life, the process of remembering Krishna is essential. Therefore, one should constantly, incessantly chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Within this same purport, twice Prabhupada is writing entire Maha Mantra. Okay, before I continue, there may be little confusion. How come compassion towards other living entities not turn oneself to God? It can, but the compassion, when one becomes, one has to become instrument of compassion and not think, become proud of one's compassion. That is the difference. So compassion, Bharat Maharaj was compassionate and Rantidev was also compassionate to other living entities. One is criticized in a sense, one is not recommended and another is glorified. How is it? Bharat Maharaj was compassionate to poor deer and he helped him out of goodwill. But yet it led to his devotional fall, at least for some time. But Rantideva on the other hand did the same thing. He was fasting. He was fasting for 48 days and he was about to break his fast, and whatever food and water was available to him, he gave it to one Brahmana, he gave it to one Shudra, he gave it to dogs after that, hungry dogs. And he is glorified. So how is it that one person doing the thing is leading to devotional fall and others person doing the same thing is boosting his devotional service? So how is it? Yes. Exactly. So, exactly, yes. So, Bharat Maharaj is thinking, I am the doer. He is trying to replace, like, I am the compassionate person. I am being compassionate at this person. And he is leaving God aside. Okay, leaving Krishna aside. On the other hand, what did Rantidev do? Let Krishna's compassion flow through me. That was his meditation. So therefore he is glorified and his devotion increased. So this kind of compassion we want. Anyway, so by me and flow through me. Yeah. Not I'm doing everything, like, you know, it simply increases one's false pride. Okay. But okay, let the compassion flow through me. Krishna's compassion flow through me. That actually is very, very devotional expression. Okay. So next is the principle, general principle. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram tam tamevaiti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavitaha. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. So, it's a general principle. So, and what state does one remember at the time of death? Whatever he has practiced throughout his life. Right? Everything has its momentum. So, the accumulated momentum of what we have done throughout our life shows its impact at the time of death. Right? So, therefore the practice, Prabhupada is mentioning that therefore we have to practice living our life. It's everyday practice of living life in a Krishna conscious manner. That allows us to remember Krishna at the time of death. Okay. So, okay, we have to complete this, otherwise I would spend more time on this. Okay. Whatever I am able to complete, at the end of it, we will wind up quickly. So, now, if simply by remembering Krishna at the time of death, one goes to spiritual abode, what is the necessity of describing the stages in devotional service? This is one question we need to understand. That Rupa Goswami gave the stages in devotional service, right? Adav Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sango, Atha Bhajana Kriya, Tata Anartha Nivrutti, Tato Nishtha, Ruchis Tatha, Atha Saktis, Tato Bhava, Tato Prema, Sadhyakanam Ayam Premna, Pradur Bhave Bhavet Karma. So first one develops faith in Krishna consciousness, then one associates with devotees, then one starts performing devotional practices like Shravan Kirtan Smaran, then slowly the Anartha Nivritti happens, then comes the steadiness in performing devotional service, It's not that one day I feel like chanting, one day I don't feel like. One day I feel like studying, one day I don't feel like. So that unsteadiness goes away, that is called as nishtha. Then comes the taste in devotional service. Just like one can have natural taste for reading newspaper or whatever he has for or watching the social media or whatever. One a little trigger and immediately he will get himself into it. So same thing when it happens with Krishna consciousness, it is called as ruchi in devotional service. So then asakti means not only that he has taste for it, asakti means he cannot live without it now. Ruchi means you like the job. Asakti means you like the boss. See? Okay, this is exactly Chakravarti Path, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says. So, and then comes bhava. What is the definition of sadhana bhakti? Why are we performing bhakti? Huh? To get bhava. Bhava for Krishna. That means we are performing devotional service to get bhava for Krishna. The actions in devotional service which are targeted to get bhava for Krishna is called a sadhana bhakti. Otherwise it is called a sadhana abhas. So, what is bhava bhakti? Huh? No, but what is it? Definition of bhava bhakti. No, the definition of bhava bhakti. What are we attaining? What is our target for performing devotional service? That is bhava bhakti, as you mentioned correctly. But what is bhava bhakti? Definition. Huh? Pleasing Krishna is little vaguely defined. But what exactly it is? Pleasing Krishna is, that desire is always there, right from the sadhana bhakti. It is Krishna anukulyena Krishna shilenam, it is always there. Serving attitude, yes. Serving attitude, but that is also right from the beginning, it's there, right? Anushilanam is serving attitude only. Affection for Krishna. Can you be more specific? Ruchi vi chitta masrunya krudasav bhava uchyate. Rupa Goswami says, ruchi vi chitta masrunyam. Different desires melt the heart, that is called as bhava. What are those different desires? Sva anukulya desire. Desire to attain favor of Krishna. Seva abhilash, as you mentioned. The particular service attitude that melts the heart, that is bhava. I'm just completing what you mentioned. Yeah? You mentioned service attitude, but that service attitude desire is not diluted. It's so thick that it is melting the heart. It's so concentrated that it is melting the heart. It's doing the job, so as to say. Right? So, Svakartruka Anukulyabhilash, Sevabhilash, Saurudabhilash. Desire to have friendly affection with Krishna. So that friendly affection could be in one particular rasa. So that is called as bhava. And keeping that target in the mind, whatever actions are performed, that is called as sadhana bhakti, practice, devotional practice. So always one needs to keep the goal in focus. Then there is no chance of deviation. When the goal is not clear, I'll just give one quick example. So there were three construction workers, and all of them were laying brick over a brick. Okay. One construction worker is interviewed. What are you doing? So he said, nothing, I'm laying brick over a brick. That's all I'm doing. Okay. And I'm getting paid for that. Therefore, I'm doing it. So second person is asked, what are you doing? So he says, I am trying to build a straight wall. And third construction worker, he's asked, what are you doing? He's also doing exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. Laying bricks over a brick. So he is saying, I am building a temple. And for that we need this wall to be constructed. And for that I am laying bricks over the bricks. So now, all three are doing the same thing. But somebody who has the goal, target in the mind, his quality of work will be different. Right? Because he has something. You're saying something? Deadline. I'm doing it for deadline. Okay, completing the deadline. So that's true for any sadhaka also, any practitioner also. The more we have focus, the target in our focus, the more meaningful is our devotional practice. So therefore Krishna is saying, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara yudhyacha mayyarpita mano buddhir mame vaishyasya shanshayaha. Therefore Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna. And at the same Krishna says mam, Prabhupada adds in the form of Krishna. And at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting with your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me. You will attain me without doubt. Mayarpita manobuddhir mame vaishyasi asamshaya. So one has to continue both the things. Mam anusmara yudhyacha. So keep remembering me and fight. So that's exactly what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also suggesting. So wherever we are, whatever we are doing, sthane sita, shruti gatam, bhavadiya vartam, ye prayasho jita jitopi asittais trilokyam. So we cannot wait for calamities to end. We cannot wait for them to end because this is world full of calamity. We have to learn doing bhajan sitting within those calamities. And not being afraid of the calamities. Because what are the other options? This is the best option that we have. Not being afraid of calamities. Sit within the calamities and do bhajan. Do Krishna bhakti while facing the calamities. Facing the troubles. We cannot run away from them. We have to face them. And while doing that, make a habit of remembering Krishna within that. So, next few verses, Krishna is telling about this Yoga Mishra Bhakti, but Prabhupada will convert it into pure Bhakti. So, Abhyasa Yogena Tato Chetasa Nanyagamina Purusham Paramam Divyam Yati Parthanu Chintayan. So, Abhyasa Yoga Yuktena, Krishna is saying that you need to do abhyas or practice. Because as soon as we try to focus our mind, the previous impressions will and the residual anarthas will take our mind off Krishna. So therefore we have to again try to bring it back on the goal. So a time will come when Krishna will start attracting us. Okay. Right now we are not in the field, in the magnetic field of Krishna. You know, let's say some iron particle needs to unite with the magnet. And it is far, far away. And rusted also. So what we need to do is just polish it so that the rust goes away. And then push it towards the magnet. And a time will come that it comes in the vicinity of the good enough magnetic field of that magnet, then we don't have to push the file towards the magnet. It will automatically get pulled. That is Ruchi stage. Okay. So we have to push till Ruchi stage, then we'll get pulled. Okay. in simple words. And anartha nivritti is that polishing it and removing the rust. And nishtha ruchi means pushing it towards it. And when the ruchi comes, then now it is getting pulled. Now just you don't stop it. That is Hold it, don't hold it now. Just let it go and it will go towards Krishna. So next verse, many qualities of Krishna are mentioned. The qualities of Kavi, as a Kavi, Puran, Anushasitaram, the indwelling Lord in the heart, which Krishna in the heart, which guides us through devotional service. Somebody may not have so much intelligence to read scriptures, Prabhupada mentions. Somebody may not have a fortune to meet a spiritual master or always have audience of spiritual master. But seeing the sincerity, Krishna within the heart will guide that person. Even if one is not very intelligent shastrically. Atma Guru Shastra Rupe At Apanare Janan Krishna Mora Prabhutrata Jivarhai Gyan. It means that Krishna has different ways of illuminating himself for the sake of the soul, conditioned soul. What are those? Either he himself as a super soul, or the scriptures, or and the scriptures, or and Guru. So, these three avenues, Krishna makes himself known to the Jiva that I am your Prabhu and I am your Trata. I am your protector, and therefore do not worry. So some yoga process is mentioned, how one has to sit in a proper position and close one's eyes and half closed eyes and then focus on Krishna's form, because the meditation has to be on Paramatma or Krishna's portion. And then Sarva Dwarani Sayamya, do not let the senses get loose and run everywhere. Bring them back and meditate on Krishna. And by this Yoga Dharana, chanting the Ekakshar Om Iti Ekaksharam Brahma, and then remembering me, one who leaves body will get liberation. Okay? Yoga Mashra Bhakti will lead one to liberation. But why perform Yoga Mishra Bhakti if one can directly perform Sakshat Bhajan Shuddha Bhakti? That is mentioned in text 14. We'll just chant this. Ananya Cheta Satatam Yomam Smarati Nitya Shaha Tasyaham Sulabha Partha Nitya Yuktasya Yoginaha. So this is destination of pure devotee. Okay, so previous verse talked about Yoga Mishra Bhakti Bhakta getting liberation, but 14, 15 and 16 are talking about pure devotee becoming the associate of the Lord, going to the spiritual world. So Ananya Chetaha Satatam. Who is Ananya Cheta? That means one whose mind is not going towards any demigods, one who is mind, that means the object is none other than Krishna, one who has no other desire than to attain service of Krishna, and one who has no other desire to perform anything but bhakti, no karma, no jnana. So such person is called as Ananya Chetaha. Satatam. Satatam means one who is remembering Krishna despite the goodness of or badness of the time, place, situation. That is Satatam. That means one may be traveling. Desha Kala Patra Shuddhi Anapeksha. That means there is no consideration of, oh, now the time is good or bad to remember Krishna. No. Time is always good to remember Krishna. Whether the place is good right now, where I am sitting, I am traveling, is it good to remember Krishna? No, it is always, the place is good if you are remembering Krishna. It is other way around. Is the place good for remembering Krishna? No, the place is good if we are remembering Krishna. टाइम इज गुड इफ यू आर रिमेम्बरिंग कृष्णा. व्हाट इज दैट सरस्वती ठाकुर फेमस फेवरेट वर्स. तद्दिनम दुर्दिनम मन्ने मेघच्छन्नम न दुर्दिनम यद्दिनम कृष्ण सल्लाप कथा पीयूष वर्जितम. दैट क्लाउडी डे इज नॉट बैड डे. Sometimes the day is cloudy and people think, oh, I am feeling little depressed because of the clouds. It's sunny days, usually you feel energetic and enthusiastic. But a cloudy day, one may find that, oh, I am feeling little morose, depressed. So Saraswati Thakur's favorite verse, he says that, I don't think that day is a bad day. The day is bad day when I don't remember Krishna. That's a bad day. When I don't discuss Krishna Katha with others, that's a bad day. So good day to everyone. So yo satatam yo mam is, he remembers Krishna. Smarati nityashah Saraswati Chakravarti Pad says every day, because every moment remembering Krishna is not next to impossibility for a sadhaka bhakta. But as much as possible every day. Kintvad adarat anudinam khalu saiva jishtva. Anukshanam he is not saying, Rupa Goswami. He is saying anudinam. Tasyaham sulabha partha. I am easily attainable by him. Why? Because the other processes, jnana mishra bhakti, yoga mishra bhakti, they contain lot of austerities. Yoga mishra bhakti, one has to go to forest. One cannot perform it in a 2 BHK flat, yeah, or 1 BHK flat or whatever, right? One has to go to forest. There is no other way. For, have you heard of any yogi? No, I am not talking about modern day yoga examples. Have you heard of any yogi attaining perfection sitting in the home? No. He has to go to the forest. And nowadays there are no forests only. And there is no shuchi place. Shucho deshe pratishthapya, Prabhupada is mentioning. So there is lot of austerity involved unnecessarily. And for jnani, for jnana also one has to take sannyas. Jnani means sannyas. If somebody is staying within the society, then nishkam karma yoga is recommended for him. But jnani means he has to take sannyas. So it's all austerity. While bhakti anybody can do, universal. Yatsyat sarvatra sarvada. So, whether one is within varnashram, outside varnashram, kirata hunandra pulinda pulkasha, abhira shumbha yavana khasadaya, yennecha papa yadapa shraya, shuddhyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. One may be belonging to any uncultured society, but still he'll elevate himself to the highest position simply by taking shelter of those who have taken shelter of Krishna. That means bhakti path is open for everybody. Open for everybody, but so rare that not everybody, Prabhupada says, no, bhakti is so simple that people will miss it. Okay. Next verse is very beautiful. Maam upetya punarjanma dukkhalayam ashashvatam नाप्नुवन्ति महात्मानः संसिद्धिं परमां गताः. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. So, Vishnu Chakra Thakur, he gives a very beautiful understanding here. He says that one who attends me, my abode, punarjanma dukkhalayam ashashvatam punarjanma na apnoti. He will not attain the miserable birth, but he will attain the transcendental birth. How? Whenever I descend to the material world, yada yada hi dharmasya, my paraphernalia, he'll be included within my paraphernalia. So they will take a birth like me. That means now Krishna is coming. So his birth is transcendental. So Sudama and Sridama, their birth is not transcendental. Their birth is also transcendental. Of course, they are Nitya Siddhas. But those who are Sadhana Siddhas, who go there, Even their birth, whenever they come with along with Krishna, their birth is also not Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, but Sukhalayam Shashvatam. So then Krishna is saying that there is no planet wherever, however great it is, which is not fallible. That is the next one. Apart from spiritual abode, all the planets and all the situations are fallible. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartino arjuna mam upetya tu kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. So this is an advertisement for spiritual world. So just to attract certain customers who are so afraid of birth. Okay? But those who have tasted the beauty of devotional service, they don't even need this kind of advertisement. Because they have tasted the spiritual exchanges with Krishna. This is like saying one should get married. Let's say some girl is told that you should get married because you will get to you'll get your meals by getting married. So that may be a kind of an advertisement or persuading a girl who doesn't get food two times food, or she is going hungry every day. So she is told, you get married so that you will get food every day. But that's not the reason why people get married, right? So similarly, it's an advertisement. You won't take miserable birth again. Therefore, come to spiritual world. So why? Because we are being tormented by birth and death. Therefore, Krishna is proposing, advertising this way. That, oh, going to my abode, you won't take birth again. But that's not the purpose. That's not the incentive to go to spiritual world. Or to come into devotional service, for that matter. The rasa that one exchanges with Krishna makes one so intoxicated that one prays, mama janmani janmanishware. Bhavatad bhakti rahai tuki toi. Just like we heard the example of Prahlad Maharaj. Natha yoni sahasreshu. Wherever I am, Parishit Maharaj is saying. What is he saying? That punasya bhuyat bhagavati anante. Rati prasangasya tadashreshu. Mahatsu yamyam pratiyami srishtim. Maitrastu sarvatra. Namo dvijebhya. Yamyam, wherever I am going, I don't care. He is saying. What is Brahmaji praying? He is not praying to go to spiritual world. He is saying that in Vrindavan, he is saying that I may not be even qualified to ask for birth in Vrindavan. He is saying, let me be a stone in the periphery of Vrindavan. So that those who Vrajvasis, who wander in the forest, may I become the footstone. Earlier they used to have the foot stone to, you know, rub your feet against the stone. So let me be that, he is saying. So what is that? That is a higher rasa which drives one to devotional service. And not the, oh, I will not take birth again. Oh, I will not. So that's not the situation. And then Krishna goes on to mention, now I'll speed up. So now Krishna mentions the difference between spiritual world and material world. Material world, even up to the Brahma Lok, is temporary. And spiritual world doesn't become affected even when there is dissolution. And then he mentions about two types of gatis. So interestingly, the gati by Uttarayan, the day, etc. And the other gati, Dakshinayan and night, etc. Shukla Paksha, Uttarayan, day. So it is to be noted, it's not exactly the timing, it is the deity. Okay? So it's not that some yogis, oh, I just missed the timing, so now instead of getting liberation, now I will come back. Oh, I was just 5 minutes late. instead of Uttarayan, I just crossed that 5-minute timing and now it's not like that. A quick clarification, Jnanis or the Brahmavadis, they get liberation whenever they quit their body, whether in Uttarayan, Dakshinayan, day or night, they get liberation by the path of these devatas. Shukla Paksha Devata, Day Devata, Uttarayana Devata. And Sakam Karmis, they get coming back, they come back, going to Swarga, they come back by the path of Dakshinayan Devata, Krishna Paksha Devata, and Night Devata. Okay? So it's not that a time decides whether they will get liberated or not. The practice decides. Okay? And knowing this, you always be devoted. Yoga Yukta Bhavarjuna. So we are reading the last verse now. Vedeshu yadnesu tapasu chaiva daneshu yat punya phalam pradishtam atyeti sarvamidam atyeti tat sarvamidam viditva yogi param sthanam upaiti divyam upaiti chatyam, sorry. There is another verse which has Upaiti Divyam. So, so it says, the pure devotion, what one gets by pure devotion, it transcends all the results of all those who are mentioned. Vedeshu yadneshu tapasu chaiva daneshu yat punya phalam pradishtam. Atyeti tat sarvam. So, Prabhupada mentions here, the beauty of Krishna consciousness, however, is that by one stroke, by engaging in devotional service, one can surpass all the rituals of all the different orders of life by one stroke. So, okay, so that's all for today. Tomorrow we'll see the chapter 9. Any questions? Yes, Guru. Yeah.
Thank you, Guruji. It is not the time, but the date you said, that I not understood that. Bhishma Dev's living body.
Okay, Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev's example I will explain. So it's not the time, but the deity. Or rather, more than deity, it's the practice. Whatever your practice decides. Okay? So now, Bhishma Dev waiting for Uttarayan. Okay? So that is to bewilder the yogis. Or let's say that is to give encouragement to the yogis. Bhishma Dev is not a yogi. He is not a yoga mishra bhakta. He is pure devotee. So for bahirmukhas or for those who are not pure devotees, to give them faith, it is mentioned that he waited for Uttarayan. Actually, he did not wait for Uttarayana. Uttarayana. Ayana has two meanings in Sanskrit. Ayana means shelter and ayana means moving. Like ayana means moving, like Ramayana. There is Lord Ram's moving. So one sense it is used, Ramayana. Lord Ram's moving, that is ayana. But another meaning is, ayana also means shelter, like Narayana. The shelter of Nara, Jivas, is Narayana. So Ramayana, Narayana, both have ayan, but one ayan means moving, another ayan means shelter. So Uttarayana, Uttara means sun's, ayana means moving, Uttara means northern direction. So sun starts moving in northern direction, that is called as Uttarayana. That is the external meaning, eho bahya. Internal meaning is Uttarayana. Uttara is Parikshit Maharaj's mother. And Ayana means shelter. So who is Uttarayana? Bhishma Dev was waiting for Uttarayana. He is not waiting for the time of Uttarayana. But Uttarayana Krishna. Like Bhishma Dev was waiting for Krishna. Uttara's Ayan, the shelter of Uttara. Where did Uttara run when she saw Brahmastra? When she saw Brahmastra, where did Uttara run to take shelter? Krishna. So who is shelter of Uttara? Oh, so Uttarayana, who is Uttarayana? Krishna, that's what. So Bhishma Dev was waiting for Uttarayana, means whom he was waiting for? Krishna. He was waiting for Krishna, not Uttarayan. Hare Krishna. That is immaterial. Devotee can leave his body anytime. If he is remembering Krishna, antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram ya prayati madbhavam yati nasti atra. No doubt about that. That is for karma yogi and jnana yogis. For sakam karmis, they go to swarga, come back. We are not anyway interested in that path. And this jnana yogis, they go by this different deities of Uttarayan and Shukla Pakshan, etc. And they get liberated. We are also not interested in that. So, jo gaav jana nahi, uska pata pushke kya fayda. Anyway, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. Nitai Gaur Premanande.